My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. I want to remind everybody we have new show on Thursdays. Join me and Mike Dettillier for weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk live from the Treasure Chest Casino every Thursday night. We got Thursday night football. Tomorrow's going to be 49ers at Seahawks. Hard to believe we got football on the brain already after just Monday night. It's like bing bang boom, we're back in the football mood. Well,
I mean, we got the Rattler news. Football has always been on my right. On our mind.
Come and hang out with me and Mike D tomorrow at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're going to be inside the Game Bar and Grill. Great food there as well. Thursday 4 to 7 p.m Treasure Chest Casino in Kenna, the Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain. That's 4540 Williams Boulevard, in case you don't know. Can't wait to see you there. And of course, listen here on WWL. The big news today, lots been buzzing in the city right now. I can feel it out there. Spencer Rattler has been named the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints for Sunday's matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coach Dennis Allen doing that just a couple hours ago, like an hour ago. They had a later practice today, so things got underway a little later than usual. The practice report came out as well. But here's what head coach Dennis Allen had to say as the Saints now get ready to host 3-2 Tampa Bay.
Moving on to Tampa, excited about the opportunity. Sure you guys are all going to be wondering who's going to be the quarterback. Spencer Rattler will be the quarterback for this game. We talked a lot as a staff about what we felt like was the best thing for us and give us the best chance to win the game. That was the decision that we made, and we're excited about him getting an opportunity to go in there, and we'll let him go play and see what he can do.
What was the reason to pick him?
Yeah, I think we just internally, talked a lot about it and felt like, in this particular game that he was going to give us the best chance to win. Both him and Jake both have been practicing extremely hard, preparing to be the starter. It was kind of the conversation that we had at the beginning of the year that, Jake would be the two to start, but there wasn't going to be any. It was really basically going to be kind of a week-to-week deal, and we just felt like this was, for this game, was going to give us the best opportunity.
What's the difference in choosing one to be the backup and choosing one to start a game?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a distinct difference there. We just felt like this would be the right time for Spencer to get his opportunity.
You kept saying for this matchup, is that subject to change based on that?
As it's been all along, with those two, we're really kind of in a week-to-week deal with each one of those guys. So we're worried about this week right now, and then we'll see where we're at after that.
Can you update us on Derek's health, where he's at?
Kind of like the whole quarterback situation. It's week-to-week. Really, I mean, he's got an oblique strain, and he won't be playing this week. We'll see where he's at come Thursday, and kind of go from there. But he's really week to week.
What have you seen from Spencer Rattler since the last time we were able to see him on a practice field?
He goes against us, on the show team every day, and he's got athletic ability. He can throw the ball. He's accurate. He creates some plays on the scout team. So I just think this is a guy that, he has a lot of ability, and certainly, he's a rookie. So we know that we're going to have, some challenges that go along with that. But I think we'll have a good plan for him, and we'll be excited about going out and playing.
For Spencer, just the reps that he was getting wasn't a lot. Like, was there something in that amount of time that manager just touched on it? But
yeah, I just think, he's done a good job for us on the show team. Man, he's made some really good plays against our defense. He's made some accurate throws, and his mobility's been good.
I know you said you don't want to get too much into the details of why you picked one or the other, but with the state of the offensive line right now, was mobility a kind of a key factor?
Well, that's part of it, but there was a lot of factors that go into it. But certainly we feel like he's got some mobility.
What did you make of the way he was able to play with so many different offensive lines in college, and getting that could translate to the league?
It'd be hard for me to say. I mean, look, he's been through a lot. You know, he's been tested in the fire, and he's come out on the other end. We're excited about, you know, him. We're looking forward to watching him play. And, you know, it's going to be incumbent upon us as coaches to put him in the best position to be successful.
And is there anything that goes into a young guy like this? I mean, do you have any more conversations with him than you would with Derek about?
I think here's the biggest thing. You know, you don't want to go into this thing like it's this major ordeal. You know, he's next man up, get an opportunity to go in and play, go play and have fun, do what you've been trained to do. You know, I think sometimes you can make too big a deal of it and create more of an issue than you really need to. So we'll go through the things that he needs to know. We'll get him prepared, and then we'll let him go out there and play.
Well, you say that you're going to get him prepared for what he needs to do. How much are you guys going to change the scheme around maybe his capabilities or limit?
I think you're always kind of looking to see what your guys can do, what they can do well, and try to put them in the best position to be, you know, successful. I think it's challenging to say you're just going to totally run a whole new offense. We're gonna put some plays in that we feel like he's, you know, able to run, and we feel very confident in his ability.
How do you think he'll handle all like the complexities of left tackle?
I think he'll handle it well. I mean, I think it's going to be difficult. You know, Todd's always done a really good job with the defense there. A lot of exotic, you know, blitzes and pressures and stuff like that. I'm sure we'll get our fair share of those, and so, you know, we just got to prepare him for the looks that he might see, and then we got to, you know, count on his instincts to make some plays at times.
If we had asked you a week ago, like, did Spencer, like, did you kind of always have an idea in the back of your mind, like, Spencer would be the guy if Derek went down, or did it change recently?
I think, you know, early on, there was really not a lot of like complex decisions and complex conversations that we had to make. We knew that if and when, Derek ever had to miss some time, then we'd have to make some decisions, you know? So, I think in that regard, it's always kind of been in the back of our mind, but yet there was no decision made until we got in here and really started talking about it.
What are some of the things Tampa's doing off this year? Some stuff that stands out.
Well, look, I mean, obviously, you know, defensively, like I said, they got some good, you know, pressure packages and you know, they can create some tough looks for the offense. Offensively, I think they're operating at a really high level. I think the quarterback's playing really well. You know, he's able to create, make some plays with his feet, you know, both running for first downs and being able to, you know, find open receivers. He's kind of tough to tackle in the pocket. You know, he's pretty slippery back there. I think they're doing really well in that regard. And I just think they've been consistent with what they're doing, you know, offensively. Schematically, there's some similarities to, you know, a couple of the teams that we've already faced. You know, maybe a little bit different in some of the things they're doing in the run game, but from a passing game standpoint, some similarities. I think they got some really good players. You know, I think both the backs are good players, elusive in space. You know, the Bucky Irving kid brings a different dynamic to their offense that maybe I don't think they've had in the last couple of years. Certainly, they've got Godwin and Mike Evans. You know, and Shepard's come in and made some plays for him. So, sounded like McMillan was maybe limited in practice today, I think. So, there's a chance we might see him too. So, he's a good young receiver. And look, the tight ends, you know, Kate Otten does a really good job. I mean, he catches everything they throw to him and just seems to be a guy that gains yards every time he gets a ball. So, I think offensively they've been really good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That was Saints head coach Dennis Allen today talking after the Saints had a practice as they get ready now for week 6, Sunday at noon against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, you can hear that here on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the Odyssey app, the local call with Deuce and Haas, a must listen to. You happen to hear this week, too, Cullen, again, that Deuce Nostradamus did it again.
No, I didn't.
And predicting. He's like, we really need to get to the effect. I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to listen back.
The tight ends involved. And right after that, he was through the touchdown to Foster Moreau.
Can he speak in, like, generics for the whole game, maybe, and not just these, like, five-second plays right before?
Well, I'm ready to take Deuce to the gas station and be like, which numbers you like on this Powerball ticket?
Take him over to Harris. Take him over to Caesar Sportsbook. BetMGM, have him join Brad and tell us what we should be leaning towards. Because it's insane that he's doing that.
No, I love it. Obviously, you hear it. It happens. Deuce and Haas do a great job on the call. And, you know, not just saying this because we are the station of the Saints or you know, involved in radio itself. Just to me, though, having the local call of a professional, actually any team, is going to be better than the national. You know that Deuce and Haas know way more than these other teams that come in here on a short, you know, they come in here short time, they hang around a team. They do a little studying, obviously. I'm not saying folks don't do their work, but, you know, Mike and Deuce have more of an intimate knowledge with the team, and obviously Deuce playing for the black and gold, it comes across so much in the broadcast. Always feel privileged to be a part of it and love, you know, gaining knowledge on game days, I feel like, too, listening to
it. No, I'd be very curious to see what they have to say about Rattler, see if they have any new nicknames for him. You know, Rattler, Rat Attack, all those, you know, the whole, like, rattlesnake. People bringing rattles, like baby rattles. Like, I'd be very curious to see, because they're going to have stuff to say, and they're going to have experiences throughout training camp that they had with him and throughout the week, because, I mean, he's now the guy, it seems, for the foreseeable future. I'd be very keen, if there's ever a game to listen to, if you were kind of, we lost to the Chiefs, there's no hope.
Oh, I give up, right.
Give up. Come on. There's new life. There's new blood in this right now.
I think that's a great point, too, just for even the Superdome on Sunday. I know a lot of folks, obviously, they got hyped over the start, then were turned off about the last three games. But this move now with Spencer Rattler, a rookie quarterback coming in that was a fifth round, everyone feels a steal for this team that ended up dropping to them that far. I think a lot of excitement has been renewed for fans looking for something right now after the losses has been, you know, kicking you into the ground a bit after the hard start. So something to look forward to, and curious to see what the Superdome looks like on Sunday. It should be a pretty darn good crowd. The Saints back in action, obviously. 100%. And you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming in, a team you know you've been fighting with back and forth the last couple of years for that top spot in the division.
I'll say this. I told Mike earlier, we were off the air, and I was like just talking with him. I was like, man, I'm kind of dragging today. And the second the Rattler news picked, I woke up.
Caffeine boost. You don't need it.
I was up. I was good.
No, I agree. It was like totally unexpected where I was like, all right, I'm going to get this audio for the show. And DA leads off the press conference by saying that. And it was just like, all right, it's on. Like you said, I don't even need a wake up now.
You got to feel really confident that DA and the team did this today. Like, I understand Jeff mentioned on Twitter that, like, they might kind of sit on this. He actually expected them to sit on this and
sure, for that competitive quote-unquote advantage.
But you have to feel confident as a fan and as a player for the team that you're like, this is the guy. Not like we think it could be the guy. It's Haner, it's Rattler. It's him. It's Spencer Rattler.
We're going to hear more about it. Want to hear from you as well. 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Going to be coming to you right after this, so stay tuned on WWL.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.